Wednesday, February 21st. I just read a Twitter thread by Sean Kelly at Sean PK that makes me both envious and angry, and I want to share it with you. I don't know Sean Kelly. This is actually my first experience with him. But the premise is that, and I'm just going to kind of freestyle through this, 300 people die every day prematurely because they don't identify symptoms soon enough. And he then tells us that he spends $4,000 approximately in a year on 10 tests that identify his health risks and then ideally extend his lifespan. He's a 41-year-old dude with a quote-unquote biological age of 26. He's not a doctor and, talk to a physician, blah, blah, blah. The first key to living longer, which you would know if you read Outlive by Peter Attia, I might have mentioned it on here, heart disease, metabolic disease, neurodegeneration, and cancer. Basically, one of those four things are going to kill all of us. So avoid them and try to delay those as much as possible, and you have a higher chance of living a longer, healthier life. So, first is blood work, blood tests for cardiovascular health, right? We all, if we get physicals, you probably get blood work, and I've definitely talked about this on here before. The problem is a lot of the physicals that do blood work do very basic blood work, and they don't do, we as the consumer don't are not educated enough to know, hey, I want to ask for this and this and this because those are actually the important things, not the shit that you're testing for. So he goes into which ones he asks for and why, liver function, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, a cardiac CT angiogram. If you're one of the blood works that you should be testing for is ApoB, if you find out that's high, then this is a test to basically make you breathe a sigh of relief if this test goes well. And he uses this company that I've never heard of before called Clearly Health. Clearly Health, whose vision is a world without heart attacks. Sounds good to me. Three, for Alzheimer's risk, he does a 23andMe test, which is $79, and goes into the different chemicals and whatever that it's testing for. We don't have to get all crazy scientific here. And four is an oral glucose tolerance test with insulin. This is to see how effective your body is at moving glucose out of your blood over time. And he said it's a little annoying with four blood draws over 2 hours and a gross liquid, but very worth it, under $100. A Dexcom test, which is a 30-day monitoring thing. You've seen probably some people with this little kind of plastic circle attached to their arm. It checks over a 30-day period which foods impact your blood glucose, which then, if you have a hold on that, you can then kind of get inflammation and stress and et cetera, into your daily planning. Cancer screening, then there are a few tests for that. Number six, colonoscopy. 45 is the age to start, but like, why wait? Why not do it at 40? Often covered by insurance, sometimes it's not, and then it's like, approximately $2,000, according to Mr. Kelly. This one is extremely interesting to me, a whole body MRI test. And I've been looking at a couple of these over the last year. This is by a company called Ezra Inc. Costs almost $2,000, but I did actually just look on their website and there is a like a monthly payment plan, which I think makes it more attractive. Because I think, well, I'll get to the anger part of this and you can hint at what I'm about to say here, what that's going to be. But a lot of people see this and say, oh, $2,000, I don't have that right now to spend on something like saving my life. But what this thing does is scans your whole shit and tells you if there's any signs of early cancer detection, brain, pancreas, stomach, prostate, like 14 different parts of your body. He does this, or his plan is to do this every 2 to 3 years. And the more we learn about cancer, again, I'll refer back to Peter Attia and Outlive, the way to beat cancer is to find it early. That's it. And There is not enough screening, nearly enough screening out in the world. Number eight is another thing that I've heard Peter Attia talk about recently is a liquid biopsy early cancer detection via a liquid biopsy. This is about $1,000, checks for 50 different cancers. And again, not ubiquitous. You need to know this shit, and people are not informed. I don't even think doctors are informed. I've spoken about that many times. But it's out there. Number nine, and this section is physical fitness and body composition, VO2 max test, which I believe I did a podcast on in the last month or two, which is the true test of your cardiovascular health, right? The VO2, volume of oxygen. How much oxygen can you get into your lungs? It's very often the best predictor of longevity is a high VO2 max, and it is something that is trainable or improvable. The cost for the VO2 max test is less than $100. And then 10, a DEXA scan test. I feel like I might have done a podcast on this episode of that, on this topic as well in the last few months. And this is just a full view of body composition, right? It measures your bone density and body fat and your adipose tissue and really checks your whole shit. Again, only like 50-ish bucks if you find a place that does it. So these are 10 things that this guy does every year. And why I'm envious is pretty obvious because this guy is taking care of his shit and doing things that I believe will legit make him live longer. Why am I angry? Because he's probably one of, one out of 1,000 people. You know what? One out of 10,000 people. You know what? One out of 50,000 people who are actually doing these things en masse. And I think I'm actually underselling it the more I think about it. Basically, no one is doing this, but what this shows me and should show you and should show anyone who reads this, like I said, most people will not read this and will not be told that these things even exist. But what this tells me is that the answer to the test is fucking out there. And that test is staying alive. Pretty important test. And no one gets to do it. And that pisses me off. If you recall, I had this similar anger after reading Outlive because I thought it was one of the most important books of our generation. But the idea that all this information is out there in tiny little doses, and our doctors are not telling us about this information or not even informed themselves about this information to relay it and do what they're supposed to do. Like, we just are essentially letting people die, which, has been going on since the dawn of time and will probably continue. But as this information gets out there, and there's more information out there on health and wellness and early screening and all of this type of important stuff, hopefully it becomes more of the norm and more affordable, more importantly, if not free, for people who can't afford this type of stuff, for everyone to have these types of screens, because it should not be for the 1% of the 1%. Go check out some of these tests, guys, if they interest you, and they should. Talk tomorrow.